You're welcome, Darren. Anytime. Let's start this one with cricket. South Africa closed off day two of the opening test against Sri Lanka at the Kingsmead Stadium with a lead of 281 runs as the Proteas put up 132 for three in the second innings. Now, the hosts earlier dismantled Sri Lanka for a slender 42 runs in the first innings as Marco Jansen starred with 7 for 13, the second best figures by a left-arm fast bowler in Test cricket. Now, Jansen says the aim was to knock the visitors down as quickly as possible.
We know that they can play a positive brand of cricket. For us, it was really important to get two or three wickets as quickly as possible, and then from there, just assess and see what they're going to try and do. So, like I said, when the ball was nipping around, we just focused on what we wanted to do, and that's just try and put the ball in the right area. Then if the ball seams and nips, then we're always in the game.
Before that, the Proteas managed to post 191 after being put into bat in the first innings. Aidan Markram extended it in the second innings with 47, while Tony D'Souza and Vian Mulder added 17 and 15 respectively before falling victim to the Sri Lankan bowling attack. Tristan Stubbs and Themba Bavuma closed off the day unbeaten on 17 and 24 respectively and will resume for South Africa at 9:30. Staying with cricket, centuries from Slade van Staden and Tsepang Ditole put the Hollywoodbets Dolphins in charge of their CSA four-day domestic series clash with the Knights in Bloemfontein. Now the pair, along with Bryce Parson and Romarshan Pillay, put the Dolphins ahead as they finished the opening day on 374 for four after winning the toss and electing to bat first. Now the partnership for the fifth wicket is undefeated on 81 going into day two today. And then over to some football. Banyana Banyana will face the Reggae Girls of Jamaica in the first of two international friendly matches as they wrap up 2024 ahead of next year's Women's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco. Now South Africa were drawn in Group C in next year's WAFCON and will play against West African side Ghana and Mali and East Africans Tanzania. Banyana boss Dr. Desiree Ellis believes women's football has become more competitive.
Look, somebody asked me what I wish for. I said, be careful what you wish for, because it doesn't matter who you play nowadays. You know, the playing fields are level. The rankings don't mean anything anymore. It helps you, obviously, when you play top opposition, it helps your ranking, but you underestimate the team at your own peril.
Tomorrow's clash between Jamaica and South Africa kicks off at 3 a.m. And then in some rugby to close quickly, the Sharks will look to add to their tally of victories over United Rugby Championship title holders when the DHL Stormers, as they host them at the Kings Park Stadium tomorrow. Kickoff to that one is at 5 o'clock. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team,